Returning, the third part. The Wisconsin horse. It is late at night, lying on the floor, hearing a church bell across the street, remembering that Wisconsin horse this spring. One step at a time to return. The horse across the road stands within a fence, silent in the hot afternoon. A mile north is some construction. I tell the horse, that's America building something. A mile further through a clump of trees is a river. The Wisconsin horse is silent. The bell clamors against the insides of my skull. It has nothing to do with sound that can comfort. The clamor wants to escape its barriers. I want it to escape. I have no defenses. I should be an eager Christian, hungry for salvation, or at the very least, accept snugness bound tightly in plastic. Yet at this single point in my life, I know only a few bare things. The floor, the walls around me, the bell across the street. That despair is a miserable excuse for emptiness, that I should echo louder that call for salvation, which at this point I know is a need to fill the hollows and pockets of my body. Despair is such a poor excuse to exclude things from my life, to allow them to slip from safe places. But now, and not too soon, in this dark night, having gotten up to write, I make this offering. That Wisconsin horse I saw standing in the hot afternoon, staring through a chain link fence at the construction going on only a mile away. I wonder now if the horse still stands silent in the dark night, dreamless and stifled, having no recourses left except to hope his silence will soon go away and the meaningfulness enter.